But there are some that come along every now and then, and Mitt Romney is one, whose religion is the center post in his emotional, psychological tent. This is who this man is at his core. And so you marry that with the fact that the Mormon Church has been very opaque about itself. It puts forward a very sanitized image of what it is. It's Ozzy and Marie Osmond. It's sort of a Lever to Beaver family, all very white, of course, very white and very happy.
And
happy.
You're mangling those icons. It's Donnie and Marie.
Donnie and Marie. There we go.
Ozzy and Harriet.
Ozzy and Harriet.
And Lever to Beaver.
Thanks. Well, you know, I am getting older. But anything that happens inside the temple is shielded. In fact, Mitt Romney's wife Ann, you know, her parents were not allowed to go to their wedding. They were not members. They were not, you know, members of the temple. They were not signed in. They hadn't taken the secret oaths and learned the secret handshakes. So, you know, with that kind of curtain across what the Mormon Church really does, really teaches, really prays for, really believes, we just don't. Nobody really knows who Mitt Romney is. Now, I know people say he's a flip flopper and that kind of thing. That is all. That's all true. But that's all just part of that package of who he is and the kind of walls he's built around who he really is all these years. What you're seeing there is just a shell. You're not seeing what's in it. And to understand what's in it, you've got to understand the concepts, the beliefs, the prophecies, the goals of the Mormon Church. So I just thought, you know, since the media won't go near this kind of stuff ever, I mean, it is radioactive to them.
Mm-hmm.
I figured somebody had to do it, and since I'm retired and no longer dependent on some publisher's paycheck, and I'm used to people sending me angry emails, I'll do it. So I set up whatmittbelieves.net, and here we go.